Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town.
Population nice. You.
Population AG.
Okay.
Guess the AG.
Okay, guess so the AG.
AG, you are such a person that we just love in this comedy world and whatnot. And I love that you are. There are a few people that have just seep into the lore of the show. Two things. One, yours, every time we guess someone's age, it's called Guess the AG. And we just harken back to you and think of you and why you're so great. Whenever we have a chance to guess the AG or anything that we're guessing,
we go in the order of either first, the guest can choose to go first,
Tig, or third.
Tig was the only one who offered to go in between
the two of us. Really, you go first or last, and Tig's like, I want to go between you guys. So we're like, that's the Tig slot.
That's funny.
First Tig or third, guess the AG. We're just building lore.
Are we doing a shirt that says first Tig or third?
I think we need to do a shirt that's guess the AG.
We might have to do guess the AG.
Steve AG's likeness on it and guess the AG, and then give him no money from it. All right.
Dan
yep. Van Kirk, how are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Are you excited about our upcoming live Dumb People? Two upcoming live Dumb People Towns. One,
All Things Comedy Festival
mm-hmm. at the Pop-Up Podcast Studio on October 25th, that Thursday.
In Phoenix, Arizona.
Right.
I think it's right across from Stand Up Live, if I'm correct.
I think it's the same complex.
Yeah.
Okay. Or two, December 10th Largo Live Dump.
That one
Town.
I'm mixed about.
Really?
Oh,
I don't know. I'm not interested in the commute.
It's a long way to go for Dan. So it's about a 4-mile commute for Dan.
La Cienega's brutal.
It's rough. We are about to go do AG's podcast after this, which
literally not even stand up from our seats.
Tell them what your podcast is so we can do it.
I have a podcast. It's called We're No Doctors, and it's all about health and medical related issues.
And hypochondria.
Being a hypochondriac.
Can't wait to get into all of my issues.
That hypochondriac
life. So listen to this on that. But first, we've got a great dumb story sent to us by our wonderful fans, and Dan, you've got it. We haven't heard it, so let's get into
ready?
It.
Ready?
Yes.
This was sent in by Nick D'Angelo.
Hey.
Any relation to Beverly?
Nicky.
No, I don't know.
Nope.
That's little Nicky D'Angelo. Drop the story
little
over
Nicky.
Here.
Little Nicky D'Angelo.
At Dr. Nick 513.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Hey, what's he say? Hey, everybody.
Hey,
Dr. Nick.
Hey, everybody.
Is he still alive in The Simpsons verse? Has to be, right?
He is.
Nobody dies in The Simpsons, do they?
He's totally alive.
Mr. Burns is still alive.
Ned Flanders' wife died, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she deserved it.
Horrible.
All right.
Rat and Ted.
This takes place in Periopolis.
That sounds like
an Adam Sandler.
It's not a place.
They're all going to laugh at you character. Remember that album?
Periopolis.
Yeah. What was that character's? Polychronopolis. That was that character. So this is Periopolis. Mm-hmm. A man is facing charges for allegedly burning down his own home on Saturday.
Yeah. Sometimes a home,
home is where the fire
is. It's a teardown.
Can that be a domestic dispute, you and your house?
That's what they should start. Yeah. That should be an HGTV show. And you know, they always have like the part of those where it's demo day.
Yeah.
Burn it.
And you just get one member of the Talking Heads to be there.
Sure.
Burning down the great video when they're all like hanging on their backs while they're trying to play.
Kids are playing them. Yeah.
According to police, the incident happened in the 400 block of Elm Street.
In Periopolis.
It's literally a nightmare on Elm Street.
I know.
It's quite literally.
Although, maybe if you're his neighbor, it's a dream come true on Elm Street. You're like, well, he's gone now. I mean, by his own work, he's
gone.
Don't
go to sleep.
Around 9:22 p.m.
Okay.
Around.
So it's bedtime for some
approximately
people.
Approximately 9:22.
Right.
I mean, can you be more specific?
That is really specific.
Yeah, I know. When police arrived at the scene, the home was fully engulfed in flames. Officers noticed a man walking with a cooler and yelling, "That's my house." He's got a big, like, igloo cooler. Or walking around Yeti. On the sidewalk. You
it's
think
not
he has a Yeti?
He's going to burning his house down. It's not a Yeti. Yeah, exactly. It's an igloo.
If you have a Yeti, you'd be burning down your second home.
Right.
Uh-huh. Is that the styrofoam ones?
No. Yetis are like the beautiful, really expensive. Like
$300.
Yeah, coolers. And you put ice in it and it'll last for 2 weeks. Yeah. Which I'm always like, where are you going that you need ice for 2 weeks?
Sometimes you go camping. $300. I think it's more than $300.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's $300. Just the like.
$300 is for the cup.
They have these great little wet, like dry packs, like if you're on water or near a beach or whatever, and those alone are $50. That's just a small, like, dry pack.
So he's got an igloo cooler. He's walking around.
He has the styrofoam cooler.
Do you think
cooler.
He's telling people it's lit, like, you know the emoji or whatever it is of a little fire emoji? This house fire is fire.
Just yelling, that's my house!
It's lit!
Several cans of beer were in the cooler.
Okay, he's saying that's mine, like, don't
he's
touch
proud.
It. Right.
That's my house.
It's me. It's mine.
You guys got the invite? Several cans of beer were in the cooler, and the man was said to be walking with, quote, an unsteady gait. Well, I was just drunk. Yeah, an unsteady gait. Was he drunk? I don't know. I'm just telling you what
Falling
I saw.
Falling down drunk is a nice way to say it.
Like Homer Simpson as a cartoon is funny.
Mm-hmm.
As a real person, you're like, oh.
Whoa, yeah. The man was later identified as, and if I gave you each a million guesses, you'd never come up with this name, even with hints.
Is it going to sound like a super rich, like, waspy
name? It sounds like he is his own brand of well whiskey.
Okay. Let's hear
His name is Pike Stillwagon.
Oh. Pike.
How do you
Pike.
Want your, do you want your Pike? Pike? Hey, I'm going to have a...
Pike Stillwagon.
I'll have a Pike Stillwagon neat.
Okay. Neat.
Stillwagons run deep.
We usually just pour that directly into your mouth.
Okay.
You said neat, right? Yeah, otherwise, you got to put ice in your mouth first.
I'm going to throw a giant cube down your throat.
Pike Stillwagon.
Is the Pike Stillwagon aged?
Pike Stillwagon is what they wanted to call Jason Lee's band in Almost Famous.
Pike Stillwagon is the name of a character Paul F. Tompkins hasn't created yet.
Yes.
Isn't that the name of the car in Vacation?
Yeah, Pike Stillwagon. The
Pike Stillwagon. Yeah.
It's like the home crew, the crew, family trucks.
Or
family
it's the rich are... guy in an old Western.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Officers noticed a strong smell of kerosene coming from Stillwagon's clothing.
Breath. Oh, clothing.
Breath. This shit fucks you up. When asked if he set the fire, Stillwagon replied, I did not set the fire. My electrical box was sparking. That box caused it.
Okay, so clearly a guy who's like, I need the insurance for this thing.
I guarantee you he offered that up when someone didn't ask him if he started the fire.
Hey, man,
are you okay? I did not start that fire. That box did it.
Actually, if I'm him, every interaction I ever have starts out, even if you know me, starts out with Pike Stillwagon. Great to meet you.
Or every interaction starts with, that box did it. Sir, we're not even anywhere near a box.
Stillwagon was detained while officers spoke with neighbors. Neighbor Megan Kraft, another drink-sounding
name.
She's
crafty.
Stated she observed Stillwagon go behind his home and grab what appeared to be a gas can. Then he allegedly poured the contents of the suspected gas can on his car and vehicle. So maybe this started out as a car fire and then ended up becoming a house fire.
Hey, you can't bring a car to a house fire.
A few minutes
maybe
later.
Maybe you can.
A few minutes later, the home was on fire and Kraft called 911. In my mind,
she took care of it.
Yeah, but in my mind, she also really let this all play out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Honey, come here. He's doing something.
Nine.
Stillwagon's up to it again.
One. Also, like, Stillwagon isn't a guy you stop, AG, in the middle of what he's doing.
No. Don't you think with a name like Stillwagon?
It's got to be good. That to me feels like a commercial, right?
Yeah.
With a name like Stillwagon, do your best with a name like Stillwagon. It's got to be good.
With a name like Stillwagon, it's got to be good.
Yes! Yes! I'm buying that pickup truck.
I saw like a barbecue sauce.
That's my Sam Elliott.
With a name it's like Stillwagon, it's got to be good. 40 years ago on this prairie.
That's what I was going to say, is that with a name like Stillwagon, it does have to be good. But also, Don't you feel like he probably had family that were like settlers or pioneer, like did something?
Theirs is the wagon. Theirs is the wagon, like, that wouldn't move.
Like, it's a character that was unnamed in Deadwood.
Yeah.
Is still wagon, and they were like, they accomplished something, and now, no, well, I guess he
in
did
Deadwood,
too.
It'd be fucking still
they
wagon.
Were the ones that ate everyone in the Donner Party and survived.
Yeah.
No, what if it's just a, like, just his heritage is. Every Still Wagon generation has burnt down
something.
Like something. Like, hey, Lieutenant man, Dan and Forrest Gump.
Keeping with tradition.
Yeah.
Like tradish.
My grandpappy did.
Keeping with tradish.
Tradish.
Tradish. With a name like Still Wagon, it's got to be tradish.
And you just know Megan was like, Ronnie, get in here. Watch him. He's going to do it.
Mike's burning his house down.
He's doing it again.
We're forgetting that it's Pike.
Pike's burning his house down. And the guy comes in. Is Pike Stillwagon?
How is your name Pike Stillwagon and you aren't the fifth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pike's famous Stillwagon distilled liquor.
It's distilled on a wagon that doesn't move. That's what keeps it fresh.
And it's like slightly racist. It comes out white, so you know it's red.
It comes out white, so you know it's pure.
I love that a few minutes later, the home was on fire. That's when Megan decided to call 911. Multiple neighbors said they heard Still Wagon shouting, busting windows, and pouring something from a can onto his home and his car.
Pike Stillwagon is what REO Speedwagon was originally going to call themselves.
Yes.
What's he shouting that people, like, I'm doing it! I'm doing it! Like,
I'm gonna keep on loving you!
But he doesn't know all the words.
If it's the one thing I want to do, I am gonna keep on loving you.
And then he just, that's all he kind of knows and starts over again.
He did the end.
That's what he was singing. This is the end.
And I walked on down the hall.
Come on, baby.
Mother, yes, son. I want to fuck you after I burn the house down.
Come on, baby, light my car on fire.
I thought you were going to do, Mother. He's just singing Danzig. And crushing it.
Killing it. Shirt off.
Pike Stillwagon. He'd probably a mean karaoke.
Shirt off.
Mean, sings The Gambler. Quote, so multiple neighbors said they heard him doing all this. Quote, he was just screaming like the Hulk. Witness Megan said he was definitely messed up.
Hang on a second.
I don't ever think of the Hulk as screaming. The Hulk screaming.
This is like when, and we've said this on our other podcast, I think, who was it who did this? Burger King, but someone did a commercial with Evander Holyfield.
It was Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Evander Holyfield. And the person at the register looked up to see that it was Evander Holyfield and wasn't like surprised that there was a heavyweight champion in there at Taco Bell.
She made made his like most important feature that he was so tall.
Like that. Now, Steve, you are 6'6".
Yeah.
6'6". So if I saw Steve Agee, I would look up and be like, Steve Agee.
It's a tall guy.
Okay. Evander Holyfield is 5'11", 6'4". He's not even the tallest. He's maybe one of the shortest heavyweight champions ever. Like, Lennox Lewis is 6'6".
So in our minds, they had originally booked Shaq, and then Shaq backed
couldn't
out.
Do it. No,
and then they
got Evander Holyfield. And they didn't change the script. So he's like, whoa, Evander Holyfield. Either she's really small. So screaming like the Hulk, yes, the Hulk wreaked a lot of destruction. The thing about the Hulk for me, and because it was Lou Ferrigno, he was kind of quiet. Because
he was deaf.
Yeah, well, even when he talks, he says, like, Hulk smash.
Yes.
There's not, like, a lot of, like, screaming. It's Although, that is kind of how a drunk person could talk, right? Yeah. Like, burn this. Burn it.
Pike, burn house.
Burn it.
Yeah.
That's not screaming, though. That's,
no, you're right.
It's more growling. The case.
Yeah, if she had maybe been, like, yelling or smashing things like Hulk,
gutturally
we can all
making
get behind
noise.
That.
He was, like, avoiding articles in his sentences.
Like the Hulk.
She said he was definitely messed up. Still Wagon was arrested and charged with arson, recklessly endangering another person, and disorderly conduct. I have no clue who the other person is. If there was somebody in the home.
Oh, God.
I don't know. But I think
well,
none
it's
of
like
that.
The Hulk has David Banner or Bruce Banner.
That's his alter.
Pike's got
alter
whatever.
Ego?
Yeah. Right.
Alter it's ego. Like Stephen Fiskers or something like that.
Stephen Fiskers. Fiskers.
You know what? That was great. I'm not even lying. fine, dude.
You've been approved for your loan, Mr. Fiskers. Yep.
Thanks. I hope I don't go crazy or anything.
He's becoming Bike Steel Wagon.
Neighbors say that just before the fire, this is my favorite part. Neighbors say that just before the fire, Steel Wagon was stumbling around the neighborhood, allegedly drunk, complaining about how no one listened to him. That's my favorite. That's the whole thing.
They're going to listen now.
Right. Like,
can you hear that fire?
Go buy a PA system. Don't set your house on fire.
You just want to turn the heat up on him, Dan.
Wasn't that a thing? Like, he came on like a house on fire. Isn't that like a phrase that people use?
Well, I don't, a house on.
Like a house on fire. Like, it grabs your attention. I think it's a phrase.
I want to know how barn burner became a sports thing.
It's a real
like
barn
gang, like gangbusters.
Yeah, it came on like a house on fire.
But what's barn burner?
Barn burner is like a real, like a, we're all sitting around waiting to see what's going to happen. Barn burner is like they used to say it in hockey. There was a guy who used to call hockey Gus Kyle in St. Louis. Like, we got a real barn burner.
Why, though?
Meaning
maybe
like,
you're right that it used to be like, hey, everybody come out. We're burning the barn
things
down.
Things are heating up in the
it.
Barn.
Yeah, you couldn't wait to see
are really
how it,
heating up in the
if
barn.
If you're going to talk in your St. Louis dialect, you have to say hors d'oeuvres.
Hors
d'oeuvres.
Pissed.
Pissed. It's a real barn burner.
Some pissed hors d'oeuvres.
Pass him around.
Yeah, just the idea of him walking and be like, nobody listens to me. And then he set his house on fire and then left with his cooler full of beer to watch his barn burner, I guess.
He saved the thing that was most important to him from the house.
Yeah, the cooler.
And beer.
All right, I'm going to ask you guys now because we have to. We're going to play a round of Guess the AG.
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
We've got
AG!
AG! Do you want to go
Steve AG, do you want to go first Tig, or third?
I'll go first.
Okay, how old do you believe Pike Steel Wagon is?
Well, that name alone makes me picture of a prospector. So I'm going to go on the older side and say like 66.
Oh,
yes.
The amount of times that guy got hit by lightning in the movie Great Outdoors.
Yes.
There you go. Jason.
Jason.
I'm also going older. 58 came into my head. 58.
Okay. 58. Yeah.
I think older too. I'm going to say 72.
I wanted to go into the 70s, but I was like,
you're just like, he's done with this house. Like,
he's done with this life.
He's done with everything.
He's amazed he's lived this long, and I'm saying that at 58.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the type of guy. He's the type of guy that in his garage has a lot of like jars that are screwed into the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the the lids are nailed in the ceiling, and he screws the
jar.
How
old did you say, Steve?
66.
And what did you say?
58.
See, because at 58, his attitude, and maybe even 66, but 58, his attitude is definitely like, fuck all you people for not listening to me.
Right. I'm ready to
die. At 72, his attitude is like, take it with you.
No one ever listened to me. It's got...
Right. I'm downsizing.
Yeah, no one ever listened to me.
Oh,
and
my
nobody
God.
Ever...
I did... You can do this thing in LA called a bulky item pickup where you just, you know, I'm sure you can do it everywhere where you just call into your.
Is it a dance move? The bulky item pickup?
Yeah, it's for.
Well, you
people.
Step right in and you move yourself around.
No, it's
real bulky.
You kind of release all the junk in your trunk. Sure. No, so it's this, you can contact the trash.
For them to come get
it. The trash
shit.
To come and get it. And you have to list all the things you're going to do. And so, like. There is this feeling, I don't know if you guys feel this way, when you get rid of stuff that has been sitting around.
So good.
So I went all around the house yesterday and was just getting like getting everything out in this bulky item pickup. It felt so good. So if that's what this guy is doing, then I am fully on board. This is his own... I didn't call the right place. I just burned it anyway. Bulky out and pickup.
He didn't have a phone to make the call.
He burned
it. Fuck it.
It's a stuff purge.
All right, well, get your answers in now, townies, because we have
66.
Jason?
58.
Randy?
72. I know I'm being ridiculous.
As I like to do on minis, before we give this answer, while everybody's still hanging around, Steve, do you have anything you want to plug?
Just the podcast.
We're not doctors.
We're no doctors.
We're no doctors. I always say we're not doctors. It's we're no
we're not
doctors.
We're no doctors. Though.
We're no doctors.
Yeah.
Nice.
..
And people
but.
Can. You've been on some recent episodes of Superstore, right?
Superstore.
People should
be checking
that out. You're so fucking good.
Yeah. Thanks,
you're so
man.
Great on New Girl too, man.
Thanks, man.
Hey, you're the best, dude. It's so nice to have you around.
Love Sklar's.
Hey, we've got We've got the live stuff that we've got coming up. You go to superscholars.com. Yep. We got new merch. We got the new merch in the, at fluffycrate.com. Sure. If you look up Dumb People Town, we've got the...
We have Punch Waterfall hats and Punch Waterfall shirts.
We've got the 6 p.m. is the 3 a.m. of day drinking t-shirts. That's perfect. Maybe this guy was using some of that. It could have been.
922.
922, so he's even way harder than
922 that. 922 is like when the fire started.
Oh, yeah,
you know he thought about it at 4.
And you know he was singing Billy Joel at the time.
I'm going to start this fire.
And it's always burning because it's 9:25. So we have that. And I really would love encourage people to join The Drip, which is a great way to support this podcast and get awesome extra content. D.rip/DPT.
Yep.
Join at any level and you get great perks and good stuff. So please check that out and do that right now.
Yeah, we want to get up to 5,000. I think we're nice. Around over 400.
We should tell everybody who signed up for that. Check the Facebook page, obviously, for all the content and stuff that we do on this show, but also there'll be an update there for how to get your merch. We'll be telling people where you can reach out for that stuff if you don't have that information already. But also, if you want to come to one of the live shows and you are of the level where you get to do that for free and do the meet and greet, there will be information there on where you can send in so we have your names to make sure you're on the list to come hang out with us and be at a live Dumb People Town.
Let's get that AG right now. We got the AG. Let's get the AG.
I know. Oh, I just want to do my plugs really quick before we go. Sorry. That's all right. I'm on tour right now, guys. So go to danielvankirk.com. I'm going to be in Phoenix and LA and Seattle and Bellingham, Washington, Eugene and Portland and San Francisco. If you go to danielvankirk.com, you can see when I'm going to be at those cities. It's all the beginning of November.
Beautiful.
But I would love to
hang out
we're
in
guys.
Austin the 7th through the 10th.
Heck yeah.
Top city. Let's do that.
Do it.
All right. Pike Stillwagon. Steve Agee guesses that he is
66, 72, 58. Here we go.
And the answer is the man who saved his cooler and his beer to watch his own house be on fire because no one would listen to him is 32 years old.
Oh, fuck, man! Fuck.
32.
What an asshole.
I was going to go low. And then I was like, no, this guy's
what
old and
32.
What a dummy.
He's don't even have a right to be that mad yet.
He's got many more homes, most of burn. Them mobile to burn.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, if you're old and the fire department shows up, they're like,
we get it.
Pike, come on, man. If you're 32, they're like, what are you doing this for?
This is your house?
There's
this
so
is your
many
cross
future
to
homes
burn.
To want to burn
can't
down.
Believe
don't
he owned
start
a
now.
Fucking house. All right. He's giving you advice.
Yeah, no shit.
Holy shit.
Well, I don't know if he owned it.
No. He definitely burned it, though.
Pike.
Stillwagon.
Did you call him Stillwater?
I said Stillwagon.
One of the greatest names we've ever come across. And he's on a mini. Guys, thank you so much for listening. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, 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 dumb. Stick around, make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.